Coming up on the Hot Coffee and Chingasos podcast, we talk about unhinged and unwritten rules of everyday life and what it drives us to go mad. Coming up. All right. Welcome back to the Hot Coffee and Chingasos podcast with your host with the most, D-Flo. Your almost weekly dose of obscurities. Today's episode is dedicated to the rules. No, not the ones we all agreed upon, but the completely chaotic ones, the never written anywhere yet universally understood commandments of being a human being. Just the crazy crap that people say you can't do that, but we can. It's like turning left on a right lane. As we dive into this lovely madness of unwritten rules, we're just going to talk about a few of them today. The first one is the grocery store lane speed limit and cashiering too, by the way. Everybody likes to go at their own pace sometimes. Some people like to go fast. Some people like to take their time as if they were watching paint dry or molasses race down a wall. There's really no posted speed limits on it. I mean, I'm just not a person with a radar gun. So, hey, we all know you're on the left side of the aisle, so please go to the right-hand side for the fast walkers. No. Somehow, you know, there are some slow walkers that they decide, I'm just going to be on the left lane. Why? Because the universe hates efficiency. Yes. Even when they decide to stop in their tracks to grab something, knowing damn well you're behind them and they see someone adjacent to them and they stop right in front of them or right next to them to trap you from going forward. That's a pet peeve. I think that's for everybody. But still, that's an unwritten rule. You shouldn't be pausing in right next to another person. They're kind of like move up a little bit past the person who's right next to you so other people can get through, you know? I mean, there are times when I'm standing behind them. I just want to go, lady, can you please move your ass, you know, so I can get by. The canned corn is right over there. So please, you don't have to stop your cart over here by the, tomato aisle or the tomato juice or tomato sauce, whatever. There's tomato. I don't care. And walk over to go get your corn, trapping everybody. No, move it. Get your damn cart out of the way. Not to mention checkout lines. Well, actually, we'll talk about that in a bit. You got the fast people, you know, they go in quick, come out quick. They follow their list. Those kind of people kind of like, that's what I am. I go in, grab my stuff. I go out. I don't dilly dally. I don't buy extra crap. I just go in, get what I need, come back. But the other people, oh my goodness, they just meander. They look at things and they're like, should I take this? Should I not take this? And then they put it back and then they move on to the next thing with their life. What a life that is. I mean, not having any worries, especially if you're at a grocery store, that you can just take your sweet time. I know retired people do that because, you know, what else do they got to do? Maybe go to a new grocery store because that's exciting, right? Have I mentioned that before? I think I have. But during like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock p.m., that's when like all the people come out of work and they're trying to go to work or to the grocery store. And just damn it, they're trying to get their stuff in and out, but got those people just sliding along life. Nothing here to bother me. Another pet peeve. Well, not, this is not a pet peeve. It's an unwritten rule where even though it is a rule as far as cashier, you know, the cashiering, the unwritten rule is that if you have more than 10 or 15 items, you can still check out there. It's kind of an unwritten rule, but there's an asterisk by it. You go to the cashier lane and you got like 20 items and, you know, there's a sign that says 15 items or less. And you're like, damn it. Now I got to go to the aisle next to me that has, you know, no stipulations, but yet there's a person with two carts full. The unwritten rule is that you can go to the next lane where there's 10 or less items. Ask them if there's nobody around and they'll actually check you out. That's what I say, and that I've done that many times. And I ask, hey, can I go? There's a lot, you know, because it keeps them busy. Most of the time, they're not going to say yes or no. Or they're not going to say no. They just want to stay busy. So if you go to the checkout line, make sure there's nobody around, because I would be kind of pissed if I had 20 items and it was a 10 item checkout line and I only have one and you're in front of me and you got all this shit. No, follow the rules as far as that. If I'm not there, go for it. Unwritten. Do it. Check out all your groceries. I don't care. But people do that just so they can leave 30 seconds earlier. What a kind of chaotic place is this? Next up on our lovely agenda of unwritten rules, especially for you men, the bathroom stall courtesies, especially in public restrooms. This is not any negotiations, you know. I mean, every restroom, and I mean every restroom, I think this can fall under the pet peeve category. But this is still an unwritten rule. Ready? For you men. And I don't know why I sound like I'm out of breath. Never choose the stall or urinal. More urinal, not stall. Because, I mean, for guys, we only get like two stalls and that's it. We got like 40 urinals with two stalls. Anyways. If you are in the bathroom and there's a whole bunch of urinals, choose the one that's one over. Okay, a urinal, for those of you with the Y chromosome and oblivious that there is a place for men that stand and pee, I'm sure now many of y'all know about this device. When you walk into the bathroom and there's somebody already there, you do not go to the next one, you know, the next urinal over and do your business. For guys, you go one more over. So you skip one. Think of it as more privacy. Think of it as, you know, doesn't seem too weird, you know, and stuff like that. You know, guys, I'm sure you can understand what I'm talking about. The only time you can actually go and stand next to the other person is when there's a whole bunch of people. The rule is, when you're there, is you just look straight ahead or you look straight down. It's just the right thing to do. It's kind of weird and creepy if you're looking around or you're looking down at somebody else's stall. That's just like, whoa, bro, chill out, you know? Also, you never, not really, unless it's like your friend, you never talk unless the person is a friend. Like, who the hell, I mean, come on, who the hell talks to someone when they're taking a piss? It's like, hey, man, how's it going? Oh, nothing, just taking a piss over here with Mr. Monster. You how about you? You know, that's a conversation I don't want, and I don't need to talk to anybody. You know what I'm saying? You never make eye contact during that time, or even when you're washing your hands. You just wash your hands, look at yourself in the mirror, and leave. I'm not sure about the ladies' room. I don't know how that runs, because a lot of y'all ladies talk to each other, you know, or borrow makeup or whatnot. Or to check, you know, any kind of stuff. But, yeah, that doesn't work in the men's room. We just do our stuff, and it's kind of creepy if you're asking for something. Because then, you know, there's going to be some cracked knuckles coming up. So, like I said, just do your thing and get out. This also pertains, you know, not just urinals. This also goes without saying parking spaces. And an empty theaters. Oh my God, these are another more stupid unwritten rules. Why? Why must you park next to me when you have 40 other spaces closer to the door, might I add? No, you don't. Your punk ass parks right next to me. And I'm not talking behind me or the passenger side. No. Your dumbass parks right next to me on the driver's side, trapping the driver a bit. Like, I have to watch when I open my door, which is so dumb. Like, why? You have 40 other lanes or spaces, and you're right there next to me. Ain't nobody around. Same thing goes with the theater. There's a whole theater open, and sometimes I don't even sit in the middle. I'll sit in the sides because I like the aisles. But yet, there's that one person that got to sit right there next to you or in front of you. Why? It makes no sense. Why? I don't know you. Stop talking to me. Where, you know, I don't know you. Go away. Go sit somewhere else. The viewing is the same anywhere else. So please, unwritten rule, don't sit next to somebody or park next to somebody when there's so much other room. When there's a lot more room that you can actually sit and stretch out. Oh my goodness. I swear, people nowadays, they don't know what to do. They like to have conversations, I guess. I don't know. So let's keep it going. Another one is I'm on my way. I'll be right there. You know, we all know that that's a stupid ass lie. You know, when you say, you know, you call somebody or they're telling you, hey, where are you? I'm like, I'm on my way. You know, that's a lie. That, you know what that translates to? I haven't put my pants on yet, or I barely woke up. We all know pretty damn well that means that I'll be there in about 15 minutes. Okay, come on. I'm calling BS. Another one. In no particular order that I've been saying, but it's just so stupid. Still the worst is another one is a small talk on an elevator. Yes. Yes. Small talk on an elevator. You get into the elevator. Sure, you're by yourself. That's fine. But it stops and somebody walks in. Okay. And you're on the ground floor and you walk in. You know, say you walk into a building and you go into the elevator and somebody walks behind you and get in. And they ask you, going up? What would you say? I would have said, nah, I'm just going to stay here and just, you know, enjoy the ground floor and just chill, you know? Because, of course, I'm going up, you dumb. Where else am I going to go? I can't go down. We're on the bottom floor, you know? Or another one is like, is it a busy day today? Or how's the weather, huh? You know, any type of genuine conversation shouldn't be talked about. You know, just don't talk to me. Leave me alone. I know it sounds kind of like, you know, introvertedness, but just let me do my thing. I think the reason, or not the a lot of people nowadays, you know, when it comes to small talk, and it is going away, by the way, these unwritten rules, especially for the younger generation, they put their headphones in their ears. They, you know, their earbuds or headphones, whatever you want to put on your ears. It's to drown out or to avoid contact. I think that's what's going on here. But still, it's a way to not talk to anybody. It's just so dumb. It's one of the rules. If I'm in an elevator and I'm going up, don't tell me, are you going up? No. Oh, and then the last one is the holding your breath while walking past strangers. Example, two strangers passing each other on a narrow sidewalk must momentarily forget how to breathe or naturally exist. A lot of y'all, and I'm gonna blame myself too, because I do this. When somebody passes you, you know, you're breathing normal, you're just chilling, while somebody passes you, you hold your breath. Why? It makes no sense. Maybe you don't want to smell them, because I know there's a lot of people that really do reek, and like some of them are the worst. My worst ones are the ones who just didn't really dry their clothes too well, so they smell really, really sour. or the other ones that smell a little bit of too much CBD or, you know, marijuana. That's another one. But still, yeah, I do hold my breath sometimes, which is weird. I don't get it. I guess I've just done it forever. But once someone has passed, you know, passed you, then you wait a second or two and then you breathe again. I guess you don't want to smell them, I guess, like I said. Oh my God. Another unwritten rule is the LOL. Ha ha. Laugh out loud. You know what I've noticed when people actually speak their mind on their text, or text their mind, actually, I should say. Let me text my mind. And they're talking. They're texting. And then some person says something and you want to come back with a snarky remark, or you want to tell them off. You're like, your face is stupid. And you really mean it, but you put LOL behind it. You know, it's like, okay, who's the weird one? You know, what does that even mean? Please, somebody in the comments, please comment on me what that means, because I know you're trying to tell me off, but it's funny. So what, am I funny to you or what? You know, I don't know. Or if you do LOL with all caps, does that mean like you're done talking? I don't know. So like I said, just leave a comment, you know, on the, or email me at hotcoffeeandchingazos podcast at gmail.com. thanks for hanging with us. We've officially entered the double-digit era of this podcast. Thank you very much. What a better way to acknowledge it with the weird and chaotic world of unwritten rules we all pretend to know or follow. If you like this podcast, please follow, subscribe, like, laugh, do something at hotcoffee@chingazos.gmail.com. I'm also on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and just follow me, like it. Until next time, stay strange, stay entertained, and pee in the next stall. I'm out.